One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
Summer is nigh. Summer is judgment time. The end of overlooking their iniquities, their sins. He says it's over. Summer is nigh. Did you see that? I'm going by first flight, I'm telling you. First flight. When that trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Stay tuned.
Praise God. I was explaining the prophecies concerning Jesus that were given by prophets of old many years, hundreds of years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And then I got to reading to you about the crucifixion, which was prophesied about 1,000 years before in such a beautiful description by the psalmist in Psalm 22. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, another prophecy was given. It says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Remember that. I told you about where they pierced his hands and his feet. Now, Zechariah gives us that prophecy. And then in Psalm 16, verse 10, he tells us about his resurrection. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. What do you mean, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell? Because when Jesus died on the cross, he went to hell. Why did he go to hell? Because every sinner who died was supposed to go to hell. And Jesus had borne the sins of the whole world. So he had to go to hell. But then the Bible tells us that in hell, he defeated the devil and the demons of darkness. He defeated them in hell and came back to life in the earth. That was wonderful. So here's a prophecy that he will not be left in hell. Glory be to God. Here's another one. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. It tells us, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And what did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40? Look at it. For as Jonah's, that's Jonah, was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, the word whale doesn't appear in the original. It doesn't say whale. It's in the fish's belly. Right? For the Bible says God prepared a great fish. A great fish. It doesn't say it's a whale. Do you understand that? That's important. Then, in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, he tells us something significant that leads me to what I'm going to tell you shortly. He says, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord had spoken it. What does this mean? What does this mean? You'll see it now. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And Jesus let us know that this prophecy referred to himself. Now, why are these things important? Because of the things that Jesus himself said. So I want to take you to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Look at this from verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The end of the age. The word that's translated world there is aeon, which means age. All right? Okay. Now, this is very interesting. They asked him three questions. Question number one, when shall these things be? What things? What he said in verse 2. Look at it. Verse 2. Jesus said unto them, see not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's saying that that temple is going to be destroyed. The beautiful temple that Herod had built, and they came to show it to Jesus. And then the second question, go to verse 3. The second question says, what shall be the sign of your coming? Because it says, I'm coming back. So they said, what will be the sign of your return? So that coming is what we refer to as the second coming of Christ. All right? The first coming, he was with them already. Okay? So he says, I'm coming back. So they says, what will be the sign? How are we going to know that your coming is near? They're asking him, what shall be the sign of your coming? And then the third question, and of the end of the world, better rendered, the end of the age. Okay? The end. What will be the sign of the end? How are we going to know that we're getting to the end? Good. So these were three questions they asked Jesus. And I'm going to read the next few verses, and I want you to take note of the important things that he tells us, because these are important questions. Let's read from verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You see it? The first thing he warned them about was what? Deception. He said, be careful that you are not deceived. Take heed that no one deceives you. He wants to explain to them the end of all things. The end of the age. The sign of his coming. And the first thing he tells them is, don't let anybody deceive you. Why? Because there'll be deception. Deception. And don't deceive yourself. Because many people who deceive other people deceive themselves first. And it's only after they have deceived themselves they're able to deceive others too. So don't deceive yourself. Like, you know, people say, whatever will be. It's not true. That is what they think. That whatever will be, will be. Okay, let's say whatever will be, Don't cook your food. Don't ask for food. Don't buy any food. Sit down on your chair. Let's see where that food will come. Don't put it into your mouth. Since whatever will be, will be. If I will eat, I will eat. Okay, stay there. Let's see whether you will eat. They don't do that in many things. And they think they are smart to tell us whatever will be, will be. Take heed that no man deceive you. Next. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.